Giant FM Real Radio. So adults, if you're looking for something fun to do, you might want to check out Brandon Yates and his event that he has happening at the Skyline Drive-In, Indie Sensations. And it's going to be a very sensational Halloween night at the Skyline Drive-In. And Brandon, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. And tell us about, first of all, Indie Sensations.
Okay, we are in our third year of Indie Sensations, and it was an idea that basically, I guess the double feature is very old school idea and concept, but I started out screening movies at the Strand, organizing some events with them there, and I kind of noticed that a certain extension of genre film, maybe I did not show quite as much there as people demanded, so I think sometimes there's a special excitement and fun nature of the drive-in that it kind of encourages you to show people more fun kind of movies. So Indie Sensations was, it's like these movies, you know, there's something fun about them. People may call them silly or stupid, but that is where the whole Sensations name came from, is these movies are sensational. But we show on the last Wednesday of every month two indie films, and this month we're kind of breaking that spirit, but I always like to defend some of my programming ideas by both of these films, I think, carry the Indie Sensation spirit, which is definitely fun at the drive-in for sure. But both of them also, in their own right, kind of were outlandish ideas to begin with. So I think trying to make those cater to, you know, the general public or put them in theaters in general would, you know, I think it was kind of a risky idea for the filmmaker. So I stand behind Dead Alive and Silent Night, Deadly Night that we're showing as just two really solid movies that, mind you, they might be cult enough that people don't really think they're indie films, but there's definitely that spirit carried through them.
So tell us about Dead Alive.
Okay, Dead Alive, it's, if you grew up in the heyday of VHS cassette tapes, because chances are you probably didn't get to see Dead Alive in a theater. If you did, that is awesome. But if you were like me and you grew up going to the video store, going right to the horror section, Dead Alive just had that poster, the box art that made you really want to see what it was all about. And
describe it. What was it? What it look like? What does it look like, I should say?
Well, to me, Dead Alive is probably hands down the best horror comedy that they have ever made. As far as generally with horror comedies, a lot of people attempt them, and where they go wrong is they either make it too horrific or they make it too funny, and I think it kind of tends to be more too funny than anything. Dead Alive is probably the best yin to yang to those two ideas. It's funny, it's very gory, and kind of a fun tidbit to say about it is it was Peter Jackson who did Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. It was one of his earlier films, and where I was defending these movies as indie films, I think Dead Alive, it falls into the indie realm because it proves that people that make horror movies have a lot of potential making other types of movies. And I mean, clearly Dead Alive is probably relatively unheard of compared to Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit movies, but I think it's proof that genre films in general are a nice way to get your start as an indie filmmaker, and Indie Sensations is standing behind that. So Dead Alive was, I mean, when you're picking movies to show people on Halloween too, you really have to kind of go deep in the archives of crazy stuff because there are so many options to do on Halloween night. So right. I had to, rather than go the cliche route, I wanted to go maybe just to two movies that I really thought the audience, and especially people that come out to Indie Sensations, would love to see on the big screen.
And it's really neat because people come from all over the state.
Yeah, we actually have someone that regularly comes from Jasper, Indiana, and I just drove past there a couple weeks ago when I went to visit my cousin in Evansville, and by the time I drove past that sign, I was like, my goodness, they drive all the way to the Skyline to see Sensations. Those people are awesome. But at just about every single one, we have people from Ohio and Kentucky come too.
That's neat. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed with the drive-in too, like there's just these certain type of people, and I joke around and call them my drive-in scum, that will literally drive the distance just because the movies that are playing. So they'll even gamble on a drive-in they've never been at just because they're like, oh my gosh, this drive-in is showing this movie, or mm-hmm. they're showing these movies together. So I hope on Halloween we get kind of some of that too, to where there's people that come out because they saw it shared on Facebook.
Yes, wonderful. And we're going to be giving away a set of tickets through Facebook. We're going to be talking about that, so make sure you stay tuned for that coming up. But Silent Night, Deadly Night, now that's 35 millimeter, is that correct?
Yes. Something great about the Skyline Drive-In that maybe people don't know, they do the whole digital projection like they should, but they also still keep the old 35 millimeter projector and use it quite frequently. And there's a gentleman that is probably one of the people who mainly gets a lot of their prints for them, named Don. Uh-huh. And Don is a cool guy, comes out to Indie Sensations because he likes the crazy weird movies we show. And he had mentioned back when the Skyline did one of their other events called Pandemonium Picture Show, mm-hmm. that he had a 35 millimeter print of Silent Night, Deadly Night. And he was wondering why they weren't showing it at Pandemonium, because they had a Scream Queen, Linnea Quigley, there, who stars in Silent Night, Deadly Night, and has a very classic scene in that movie that anyone that's seen the movie, I think, always remembers Linnea Quigley from it. And anyways, though, Don had a 35 millimeter print, and last year, whenever we ended the season of Sensations, we showed Pumpkinhead and an indie film by the name of She Was So Pretty to Be Good for Goodness Sake, which was a Christmas-themed horror movie. And for whatever reason, it just felt like a very ceremonious end of what we do at Sensations, to just kind of say, we're going away for a few months because the drive-in closes, but we'll be back. Merry Christmas. And I think Silent Night, Deadly Night, though, it is probably the movie that coined the term the anti-Christmas movie. And I wouldn't dare say the filmmakers were against Christmas, but whenever they decided this concept of Silent Night, Deadly Night, they basically, one of the themes that is very common in it is pushing the envelope. So they wanted to do whatever they could to just have the craziest stuff happen in the movie. So if you don't want your Christmas ruined, I wouldn't watch Silent Night, Deadly Night. But if you love old slasher horror films, this one is one of the most, to me, exploitation type of films that messes with Christmas. So it is a classic, and to see it on 35 millimeter, I think that'll be really special for fans, because you can watch it on DVD or Blu-ray, but there's just something different about actually seeing it on a film print. It's, you know, that's what they shot the film on, so it's the intended way, I think, sometimes to see a film. And I mean, I go both ways sometimes. Movies, if they're shot digital and they're projected at the drive-in, I mean, you can just tell, like, wow, this is because they wanted it to look as pristine. But I do think it's sometimes it's what filmmakers like. They either want to shoot on film or they want to shoot on digital. And Silent Night, Deadly Night, at the time, you know, it would have been too expensive probably to shoot on digital. So they shot on real film. And, you know, you joke around with horror fans and say, you know, celluloid as it was intended. But whenever you watch like the cleaned up Blu-ray version of it, sometimes you want to go back to that film print and you want to see it look the old nitty gritty way. It's like the same reason why people hang on to their Metallica tapes, because those non-remastered versions sometimes that's what people first heard, and that's how they're always going to remember it. So, and it's a first for Indie Sensations. Film these days is not as cheap and as accessible as it used to be back in the 70s and 80s. So a lot of indie filmmakers are shooting on digital cameras, and that's great because it gives everyone kind of the opportunity to be able to make their own films. But to shoot it on film, you pretty much have to have a lot of money. And there was a film that we showed last year called Frankenstein Created Bikers that was shot on 35 millimeter, and it just comes with that story of a friend of a friend of a friend uncovered some old film stock that, you know, Kodak film stock that hadn't been used, so they could shoot on it. So had they have not hit the gold mine on this, maybe they wouldn't have been able to shoot it on film stock, or they would have, they just would have had to pay dearly for it. So Silent Night, Deadly Night on 35 millimeter. The great thing too is the Skyline does the old good old fashioned reel changes. So If you go out there with your date, it is like the perfect opportunity to try to get a kiss in and do things like that. At Sensations, sometimes we encourage the loud and proud, as I say. So if you're not doing anything on Halloween, definitely put on a costume and come out. We're going to be giving away some cool prizes to people that dress in costume. I'm one of those old school Halloween people that it's like if you're not festive and in spirit with it, like then you get the tricks. So there might be some surprises for those who don't dress up in costume too. We'll see.
All right. Well, I'm excited. And how are we going to give away this set of tickets?
Okay. So Penny Lane is so great that people who can't listen to this little session live, she's great and makes a little clip of it. And if you go to the Indie Sensations page on Facebook, it's facebook.com/IndieSensations. Add us, follow us, and we're going to be posting this broadcast recording. And then we are going to do a share contest, and we will draw the winner Saturday at noon.
All right.
So when that goes live tomorrow, there will be more details on our Facebook page. So basically, if you're listening, go to the Indie Sensations page, make sure you add us, and then tomorrow we will be posting this broadcast again, and you just have to share it so more people know that we talked about it.
And also to get the link to the Facebook, of course, you know, you can go to Giant FM, and it will take you straight to Indie Sensations on Facebook. And appreciate you so much for coming in, Brandon.
Thank you for having me, always. I love to talk horror with you.
All right. Well, I love learning.
Hey.